Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you on a rainy Friday. We're coming to you live from the Chase Center Experience in downtown San Francisco, adjacent to the new Chase Center. And another exciting day of sports talk. The Golden State Warriors coming off a 112-89 victory over the Indiana Pacers last night at Oracle Arena. And I have a question for you, and it's this. Before the Denver game coming up on 2 weeks ago, Steve Kerr said it's time, meaning it's time to get going. It's time to focus, time to execute, time to start playing better basketball. They went out and they beat Denver that night at home, and then they lost to Phoenix. But they went 3-1 on the past road trip. They come home and they play a solid game against Indiana. And here's, I guess, what I want to ask you. Have you changed your opinion of the Warriors in the last 2 weeks? All right, were you worried 2 weeks ago and now you're feeling more confident? Or were you not even worried 2 weeks ago and you feel the exact same way today? Or were you worried a couple weeks ago and maybe you're still not convinced that everything's fine with this team? So my question is, where are you with the Golden State Warriors right now with about 3 weeks to go till the playoffs? You like where they are? Did this 6-7 game run convince you they're back to where you want to be? What do you think, Goo?
It's over. They are about to embark on a three-peat. And last night, they looked like the old Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens. They looked like the old Steelers, the Steel Curtain. Steph Curry falling on the ground at every turn. Everybody on the same page. What's the old play with the swan in it? Steiny, I forget it. Help me out.
Swan Lake?
Swan Lake. That's what it looked like. Everybody in sequence.
But you never saw it, you just said.
But I heard about it. But it was ruthless defense is what I saw last night. And on top of that, Thursday night last week, they go and beat Houston without arguably one of their best players. Saturday, primetime TV where they've got beaten before, they go beat OKC without KD. Last night, it didn't start out beautiful on offense, but it's not about that because you got an embarrassment of riches. What I saw defensively, I'm looking at your partner and you asking that question. I am over. It's signed, sealed, and delivered that this team plays like that defensively. It's over.
Pacers aren't very good.
But they're one of the coach may get the coach of the year.
No chance.
On the road, they haven't been that good. They can't shoot, but Snotty, that was what do they call it? Barroom brawl? Or that was wow. They play good. They suffocated them, the Warriors.
2 weeks ago, before the Denver game, I was thinking, you know what? It's possible that this team could get knocked off. And 2 weeks later, you know what I'm saying?
Give it to me.
It's possible this team could get knocked off. I still feel the same way as I did 2 weeks ago. And it's because of this. I didn't really see – I can't judge them against Minnesota and Indiana. Those are two teams that have no interest in playing. Or I shouldn't say that about Indiana. Indiana's just undermanned. They're beaten up. They were in the last game of a road trip. They need to get home. They're hanging on. That was a good schedule win for the Warriors. Minnesota, I mean, they're a team that's not very good. They're soft. And so while I think the Warriors had a nice trip at 3-1, They're going to need, and here's the other thing. Who do they play tomorrow? Dallas. Who do they play the next day? Detroit. I'm just saying hold off.
Okay.
Hold off on saying all systems are go and this team is back to being an overwhelming favorite. I think they're the favorite, but I don't know. I'm not impressed with shutting Indiana down last night, even though it's clear they were playing good defense.
Stoney, this is where you and I differ. When you're this good, back-to-back champs, I judge the Warriors against nobody but themselves. And the effort last night defensively, the leaps and bounds that I'm seeing from Cousins from a physical standpoint, that showed me, forget the Pacers, that could be against any team. If they can duplicate that energy, that synergy defensively, Stoney, they were flying around, blocking shots at every turn. Forget the Pacers. You got to give them credit because I don't think I've seen a defensive effort from the Warriors that was that furious as last night. So to me,
I think they were better defensively against OKC. That's a way more talented team, and they just locked up Westbrook and George.
See, I thought
George was 9 for 25.
Yeah, but I thought Westbrook wasn't – he locked himself up. He wasn't going to the rack like he normally does. I thought the moment got to him. I'm just saying last night defensively, if that's what they have with Cousins playing the way he did, Steiny, you give me a team who has the IQ that can beat this team 4 out of 7, I'll wait because that sold me last night. And I know you're about who they played, but they're playing themselves when you're this good.
888-957-9570. Has your impression changed of the Golden State Warriors in the last 2 weeks? They've had a couple nice defensive efforts, one against OKC, one last night against Indiana. They went into Houston and beat the Rockets without Kevin Durant. They beat Denver. They stubbed their toe against the Phoenix Suns, and they lost a game against the San Antonio Spurs. And I guess what I'm saying is you count those games up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5-2, that's if you're judging the Warriors against the Warriors,
right?
Why would 5-2 convince you they're back? I mean, they should be going 7-0, and they have gone 7-0. You know what I mean? We've seen them a lot hotter than this. So what is it about just a 5-2 stretch that's got everybody excited or changing their tune a little bit?
I think they see the finish line. I think they know it's about to be go time. It's time. It's about to be the playoffs. And I think right now they're looking at it like we need to ramp up and get ready and be clicking on all cylinders by the first round. And I don't want to say scary, but another question mark is the fact that they really can't hone in on who they're going to play. So I don't know if that's feeding them, if they're just, you know, more energy, like we got to be clicking because it could be a possibility of 3 or 4 teams in the first round.
Yeah, right now there's 4 teams that comprise 5, 6, 7, and 8 in the Western Conference. They all have the same record. San Antonio, the Clippers, OKC, Utah, they're all 42-30. So the Warriors basically have no idea who they're going to be playing in the first round, but neither does any team right now in the Western Conference, whether you're the first seed or second, third, or fourth seed. So the Warriors get a win last night, 112-89, and the question is this: have they changed your mind in the last 2 weeks, or are you ready to tell me, I wasn't worried 2 weeks ago? For me, I still think the Warriors are the favorites. I'm not going to call them overwhelming favorites, but they got to do more. They still have to show more, as far as I'm concerned, the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season as they head into the playoffs. They need to go in there 9-3, something like that, rather than kind of stubbing their toes, win, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win.
This is the big gun, as I call it, on why I feel the way I do. And I hadn't told you, and I'm going to share it with you real quick. Snoddy, I was a little nervous about the Warriors three-peating because I didn't know if there was something going on off the court. And, you know, we get the reports. We read the body language when it may not even be anything. But what I saw this last week has me And Draymond's quote has me thinking, damn it, whatever it is, if it's anything, they are here to play basketball and win this championship. And with that energy that was exuded yesterday against the Indiana Pacers on defense, it has me feeling that this team is all on the same page, and that's why I'm so confident on this rainy Friday morning about their chances.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. We're in downtown San Francisco right now at the Chase Center Experience. And we're going to have Golden State Warriors President of Basketball Operations and General Manager Bob Myers on today at 11:30. Bob Myers, 11:30, going to chat with us about what's going on with the Golden State Warriors. And the one thing I'm going to ask Bob Myers is how much he thinks about the future, because I know Warrior fans, a lot of them are upset with the media because they're saying the media is not letting people enjoy this run. But I wonder how much Bob Myers enjoys it and how much of this is business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that one. You know what I'm going to ask him?
No, I have no idea.
About the big fella. And when that, he thought about calling one Andrew Bogut.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you meant Cousins, actually.
Oh, yeah. D-Cuz?
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Warriors. 112-89 victory over the Pacers last night. Came out from the start playing solid defense. They held the Pacers to just 19 points in the first quarter, and it was 19-19 after a quarter. And, you know,
wow.
I was thinking about if you're a Warrior fan, you know, this team's known for its offense and how explosive it is. But I think it's better for the Warriors to be in a game tied 19-19 after a quarter than tied 37-37 after a quarter.
Tell me why.
Because it tells me that when they only give up 19 points, they're playing defense. And in a 36-36 game or something like that, it tells me they're just kind of playing and they're not really locked in on defense and they're scoring pretty much just because of their greatness. Now, I could be wrong, but I took it as a very good sign last night when it was 19-19 at the half. It was almost, I mean, at the end of the quarter, it was almost like proof that they were coming out and playing hard.
Yeah, I'm listening to Coe's Lowe and Joe Fortenbaugh this morning, and Joe lets me know that the Warrior games, the last 10 games, have gone under. And when you look at this Warrior team since the Kerr inception, it is firepower. But, Snotty, when you look into the numbers this season, they really haven't put up 120, 130, 140, what we would expect. And we talk about the lack of bench production. So that's what was getting me a little nervous, too, is they can run, get away from you, but they can't go that far as they used to, because at some point when the bench comes in, the production will go down. But just watching that suffocating defense last night, I didn't even care about the offense. I gave it a mulligan. I just know what I was watching with the family was championship defense.
Well, they are the highest scoring team in the league still at 117. So you even look at a night like last night, it does feel like they didn't score a lot, or 112 isn't a lot, but it's not that far.
Off the average?
Yeah, 117, just 5 points. Warriors first in points, first in field goal percentage, and third in three-point field goal percentage. All right, 888-957-9570. How you feeling now about the Golden State Warriors? Let's go to Ed. Ed is on the road. What's up, Ed? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I got three quick hits for you. Number one,
yeah.
I'm feeling better, and I'm feeling better because there is a cultural change in the Warriors, and it's all about Bogut. Until they brought him on, what were they missing this year? A tough guy. They had West before Bogut. They had Bogut before West. They always had that guy who you felt like, you know, you're walking down the street and you got a back alley coming, whatever. You got a tough guy with you. And Bogut brings that attitude, and they missed that. And now they got it. That's number one. Number two,
right.
this whole Durant thing, I'm just going to say this. They can get over all of the angst and all the worries about it just by owning it, just by saying, you know what, we hope he comes back. He might be gone, but But we're playing this like he's gone and playing it like it's the last hurrah. As long as they try to deflect it, it's a thorn in their side. As long as they say, yep, we're just going to assume he's gone, we hope he's back, but we're playing this one because this is our last shot with him potentially. That turns it all around, and then the issue's done. Last, I think there's a good reason that Bogut would come back, and it's real simple. He thinks everything that gets written about him is wrong. And everything right now is he's leaving. And he wants to prove everyone wrong. So he's
talking about Durant. Not Bogut.
Sorry, who did I say? Bogut? Yeah, Durant. Yeah,
Durant. Exactly. Gotcha.
Yeah. Durant can never agree with a writer. So every writer says he's going, he might stay just to spite him.
You know, it's funny, is ordinarily I'd say, yeah, that's not going to happen, but who knows with Kevin Durant? He's a different kind of guy.
I think he stands, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't think he is at all. And in fact, I think
did we bet a lunch on that? Well, it's not that you want it to happen.
Why do you want to lose a lunch?
I would say the same thing to you.
You really think Kevin Durant's going to stay? Okay. See, to me, what Draymond Green said earlier this week is proof that he's not. When he says, you know, if he stays, he stays. If he goes, he goes. That, to me, tells me that Ed, I think, is right on the money. I think it's a team that's so smart that they know their locker room's not a good spot. They know Durant's probably leaving. They're not crazy about the way he handled it. He's not crazy about the way he's been treated by Draymond Green. He might feel like he'll never be the man here, never be appreciated because there's Steph Curry. And all those kind of things. But, yes, they've all, it seems like, decided, let's try to put this behind us and win a third straight title, which is the only way they can do it. But that's not a guarantee that they're going to be able to play the next 3 months without bumps in the road and without some obstacles and challenges.
See, I feel like I've grown up, or I grew up with guys like Draymond, tough guys, you know, and they're not going to come out and say, I love Steinie. They're going to do it in their own type of way. And Draymond just strikes me as that type of cat. Like, he resents the fact, forget it's Durant, the fact that everybody's on eggshells about a decision that's not going to take place until after the ultimate goal is decided. And from KD's perspective, I always talk about you, I wish I could do a feature. If I was to interview Kevin Durant, I would love to ask him, do you think you've been treated fairly by the Bay Area media since you've been here? Because to me, people love KD. And I'm wondering if he feels like guys like us, just writers, if he's gotten a fair shake. And if he's listening, KD, the Bay loves you.
That's not true. They'll never love him like Steph Curry.
Oh, no.
They'll never love him like Draymond Green, and they'll never love him like Klay Thompson.
But they can still love him.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I got you on that.
I mean, I think he realizes that he's got more to do out there. By the way, at 11:30, Bob Myers. Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors, talking about the Warriors' win last night over Indiana, 112-89. How you're feeling? They're playing the last seven games. They're 5-2. Wins over Denver, Houston, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Indiana. They lost at home to Phoenix and then to the San Antonio Spurs. Let's go to Charlie. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing? Guru,
hey.
I'm feeling better, man.
I'm hanging in there, Charlie.
Good, man. I hope you feel better. You know what? Durant is so weird and odd. I wouldn't be surprised if he did a 1-1 again and played one more year and then left. But I agree with Matt, I think he's gone. Anyway, real quick with the Warriors, I do feel a lot better that they're, since their defense is playing better. There was a stat that they showed, I saw online that someday early March, like March 5th or 6th, they were ranked 15th in the league in team defense. Since that date, they are ranked third. They didn't jump to third, but they're playing, I think it jumped up two spots to 13th, but they're third ranked. So I feel a lot better, but I would not discount Houston. I still think Houston is a viable threat. They are comfortable playing the Warriors. Obviously, they beat them. You can argue that they could have won or should have won last year's series. So I think if the Warriors play, as you guys have been talking about, if they play a tough first two rounds and then have to face Houston in the conference finals again, I bet that's a seven-game knockout, drawn-out series. So anyway, that's all I got. I feel a lot better about them. Even in the one last point, the loss to San Antonio, they played relatively good defense in that game as well. So anyway, that's all I got, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it. The Indiana Pacers aren't a great team right now. So the 89 points, to me, it's not so much about, 89 points. It's just about how the Warriors came out last night. It was just so obvious that they were trying to play hard from the start. And if they can do that, and they don't give up, 10-point deficits after quarter. Because the problem with the Warriors is their starting unit's been getting down or holding even, and then their bench hasn't been able to do much. It's starting to change a little bit. The bench is starting to chip in a little bit. And I think Steve Kerr's less reluctant to keep his starters in because I think he wants to get something out of the bench before the playoffs, so at least he knows what to expect.
Yeah, and speaking of the bench, I mean, Snotty, this is why we love sports. 2 weeks ago, I looked at you and asked you, what's up with Jarebko? I just feel like, he got a couple of DMPs, and now all of a sudden he's hot as the sun. I mean, it's just good to watch. You guys stay professional. When your number's called, you answer the bell, and that's what he's done. And you're right, the bench was handed the baton last night defensively, and they kept up the energy on the defensive end.
All right, we're going to do play of the game in about 3 minutes. Play of the game in about 3 minutes, but don't call yet. That'll guarantee that you're not going to win $100. Cam in Oakland. What's up, Cam? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny? Tried to get in on your show yesterday because you were talking about Draymond's comments. I couldn't get in, but I got to tell you, man, I think you're way off base. First of all, you got the media constantly trying to figure out where KD is going to go. He's sick of hearing about it. The last thing he wants is for his one of his teammates to be like, yeah, I'd like for him to be here, but if he goes, he goes. For me, that's respect from Draymond, because KD's sick of having everybody pander to him. He doesn't want to hear Draymond be like, oh, I wish he'd stay, this and that. If anything, that's Draymond saying, quit asking about it. We're about to take this championship. And are you saying that's definitely KD's reason to go? I think you're way off base, and I think Draymond's being a man for another man and sticking up for him and letting him know he has his back and that he don't want to talk about it and that we're going to go get this chip. That's
fair
all.
Enough. Fair enough. Thanks for the call, Cam. That's one way to interpret it. I interpret it as, the reason I don't interpret it as we're sick of talking about this is because it's because of Durant's response. But the point is the Draymond quote came on a one-on-one situation. Look, the Warriors right now, it's tough to get a player one-on-one if you're a media member. But Sam Amick got Draymond Green one-on-one, and that to me is when you'd answer a question more honestly. So let's say the Warriors and Durant are sick of answering that question, and his teammates too. You're talking to a guy one-on-one. That's different than in front of 12, 15 reporters. In front of 12, 15 reporters, I think you're going to say the right thing.
Right.
In front of a guy who you know, a reporter who you see all the time, and now he's just talking to you one-on-one, long after a game. You know what? At that point, it's the time to bring up, hey, so seriously, what do you think's going on with KD? And that's when you're liable to get the answer that's most truthful. And I think he said, look, if he stays, he stays. If he goes, he goes. To me, that means they've prepared for him to go. That's all. And I think he's going to go. If he doesn't go, dynamite. But the way I interpreted his comments was that, hey, we're ready for him to go, but we're going to get something done in the meantime, and then we'll all say goodbye as friends. All right, let's do caller number four. Caller number four for play of the game, 888-957-9570. Chance to win $100. Caller number four, play of the game, 888-957-9570. And coming up in an hour at 11:30, we'll have Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. He will be joining us. So got a lot of stuff to get into. Let's go to Bobby B. Bobby B is in Union City. What's up, Bobby?
Yo, Stymie.
Hey.
You know I'm juiced about how Boogie looking, man.
Can you address this to Guru, please?
Yeah, what's up, Bobby B?
What's up, my man? What's up, Guru? You know, Boogie's looking real good. He's done played some games and dominated Indiana's big man, Oklahoma's big man. Went out there. I think he battled Aldridge, but they lost. But he's going up against some of the best, and he's really showing these doubters what he can do. You know, as far as
no doubt
he can stay, he can go. I don't see why he would leave a championship team. I just don't. But it don't matter. What we need to be thinking about is if he goes and we get rid of Green, we need to be trying to hang on to Boogie.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say, man.
It's going to be – thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Bobby B. I mean, it's going to – the better and better Cousins plays
– it is happening right before our eyes.
The more difficult it's going to be when he leaves.
You don't think there's going to be any of that, this team let me come into their winning environment. You know, teams weren't lined up around the corner to bring me in. They allowed me to come in, even though I had that, you know, kind of, you know, my as far as the locker room type of guy, you know, the reports was I wasn't the best in Sacramento or whatnot. I just feel like that means something, and I could be naive, but I'll tell you this. After Houston came in and beat the Warriors, I thought Capella, D'Antoni, they were just faster than Boogie. They were going at him. And what he's done from a physical standpoint and the explosion I now see, like that whale coming out of the water, I'm like, this dude looks just like the old Boogie. It's happening, Snotty. So I ask you, I know they can't fadangle, as the kids say, the salary cap or the contract situation, but there's got to be something tangible they can do to make it attractive for Boogie to say, you know what, I'll sign for whatever you guys can give me, and you can make it up to me on this end. There isn't. There's nothing. Because I mean, to me, Stoney, if he leaves,
got to get him to play next year for $6.5 million. Why would he come back to $6.5 million? See, this is the part that just blows me away sometimes. I get it. The Warriors are great right now. Cousins needs to get paid. He needs to get paid. And I'd be surprised if he's going to take $6.5 million from the Warriors, especially if everybody's saying, look at Boogie. Look at Boogie. He's coming. He's coming. He's getting better. Well, look, if you think he's pretty good now, how good is he going to be in June? And if he's better in June, you can kiss him goodbye.
What did Tom Cruise say? Show me the money.
Yeah, let's go to Valerie in Berkeley. Valerie, how are you doing? You know, we're going to do
good
a little play of the game.
Good morning, Steiny.
How are you?
Doing hey. Well.
All right, let's. Why don't you tell me the play of the game, and if you do, I'll give you $100.
Okay, sounds good. Draymond to Cousins for an easy lay-in.
All right.
Now, here's the play of the game. Drop straight down, Draymond gets it, lead out Cousins. Great catch, and the conversion with a right-hand layup. What a catch by DeMarcus Cousins running the floor. He's got 15, and the Pacers want time.
Wait.
63-48. Right. Steph Curry says, hey, you're a little crazy. That was a great play.
There you go.
All right. Winner.
That's Valerie. Way to go. Stay on the line, and my man Steven will cut you a check. Thanks, Valerie. Appreciate it.
Way to go, V.
Should I let people in on what we have to deal with
or not? Yeah. Me personally, jeez. I'm going Marshawn Lynch. That's my Marshawn Lynch. I wouldn't,
but
you're different.
I got a point for you. I mean, never mind.
Yeah, there you go, Stoney. Less is more.
Right at the end of the highlight, I got a guy in my ear saying, no, she's wrong. She's wrong. And I'm looking at Guru. Is she really wrong? I think she's right.
We won't say what I did to you.
And, of course, then right as it ends, we get the old, that's right, it's right.
I'm still waiting for my compliment.
About what?
My Swan Lake knowledge.
Dirk Nowitzki. Oh, last game at Oracle Arena.
It may not be. Have you heard he's thinking about playing one more year?
No, why not?
Why? Have you seen him run up and down the court?
Still Dirk Nowitzki. He's a legend.
Let the new people get in. It's Doncic time.
Greatest player ever from Europe?
Whoa. I mean, what do I, we have to, that list would be, wow.
Well, the problem is we should say non-U.S. player,
okay,
because we're going to have to then know our geography, and I'm not sure. Yeah. You know, if I say Yao Ming, then people might say, well, that's the Far East, that's not.
But Yao didn't play as well.
That's Asia, and that, you know, compared to Germany. But where? What about Oscar Schmidt, who's from Brazil or Spain?
Yeah,
you know?
I got you.
But no, and then here's the other one people will say, not that the Virgin Islands isn't the United States, but Tim Duncan. What about Patrick Ewing? He was born in the Bahamas, I think, or Bermuda. And so, yeah, we could kind of get into that if you want. With Dallas coming in and then the Detroit Pistons coming in. So the Golden State Warriors also last night were pretty healthy, which we haven't seen in a while. The only guy unable to play was Damian Jones, and it seems like he's not going to be able to come back this year, but I don't think that matters anymore with Cousins playing like this, Goo, and Bogut backing him up.
Hey, a strange sequence last night. First quarter. Boogie's coming out at the end. I'm like, here comes Bogut, and it was Looney.
Of course.
But, you know, Daryl Kerr, I'm thinking, okay, it's Bogut as soon as Cousins comes off the floor. So I was shocked a little bit. And what about the standing ovation that the fans gave? But, dude, that hit me in the cardiac muscle.
Now, why? Of course they're going to give him a standing
because
ovation. This is one of those things where it's like,
forget.
Now, this is one of those things where it's like,
okay.
I go to your house, and you have a doormat, all right? And my feet are muddy, and I wipe my feet on your doormat.
Okay.
You don't say thank you. That's just like what you do. It's what. Hey, Bogut was a key piece to this championship team. Standing ovation. Now, why did that get your heart? Of course he was getting a standing ovation.
See, you can never be as cynical and expect good gestures to be obvious.
I guess.
That means they loved Bogut. That means his teammates loved him. The fact
they would have given Ian Clark a standing ovation.
Snotty, that was real. But it wasn't fake. It was authentic. Oh,
of course it was authentic. I'm not saying it wasn't authentic.
Did you expect it?
Of course. Of course. Why not?
I was kind of expecting it, but then I was like, it was a roar. Like, I would love to have that feeling, man.
I think Bogut is
he's among
the most appreciated. Like, if you're not going to say, or let's say, you know, let's take Curry, Clay, Draymond out. Let's just take Durant out. Who are the like most beloved Warriors in the last 5 years? You know, other than the big three,
let's say
Durant. I think Bogut's up there. I think Bogut might be first.
You have to sit.
I'm just trying. You know, people, like it's weird. I guess people like Barbosa. He's come
Mo
to mind.
Mo Spates.
I mean, let's face it. Everybody was loved who's come through the come down the pike for the Golden State Warriors. But yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Who's the most loved Warrior in the last 5 years outside the big three?
I think him and Barbosa, would be my.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at the roster and stuff.
David West.
Yeah, I'll tell you one guy who was well liked. He was also not liked by a lot of people, but he was well liked. Harrison Barnes. A lot of people liked Harrison Barnes. So there you go. 888-957-9570. Who is your favorite Warrior in the last 5 years, other than the obvious ones? We can play that game if you want. Also, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Tom Izzo and what he did yesterday. That's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Stein and Guru, 95.7, The Game.
The Warriors get the win last night. And we've got the biggest names to break it down. Warriors analyst Kalena Azubuki joins Papa and Bonte at 12:30. And Warriors head coach Steve Kerr relives the game and looks forward to the playoffs with Damon Bruce at 5.
I think Kevin is capable of doing anything he wants from one game to the next.
Only on 95.7. The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Metz, Darryl, the Guru Johnson with you. And we are with you from the Chase Center Experience, adjacent to the Chase Center Arena. It's coming along nicely. Woo. If you haven't been down here. And we're going to have Bob Myers, the president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. He's going to be joining us at 11:30, and we're going to put him through the ringer today because there are a lot of stuff we got to ask him about. And I'm kidding. Imagine being Bob Myers and like not ever having to answer so far for a 25-57 season. That's got to be nice.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah,
so we're batting around who your favorite Warriors are over this last run, not including the big three, and I guess what they say, your boy Pete Franklin, the phone lines have jammed up.
Look at you.
Let's go to Sal in Oakland. What's up, Sal?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I think the sixth person, Iguodala, is amazing for the past couple of years. Plus, I want to chime in on the Warriors' legacy.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have been winning for so long that when you become a winner, you find ways to win. You know, they'll get in the playoffs. I'm not going to say they're going to turn on the switch or whatever, but they're going to make adjustments. That's what these guys have done for the past 4 or 5 years. And also, if you look at the East, yeah, there's some great teams, but they're running scattered. Like, heads cut off. They don't know who's going to rise to the top. And whoever just even gets to the finals is going to be like so – it's going to be such a big thing for them to be in the finals that I think they're going to slip.
Yeah, you know, that's always a good question. And I sometimes don't think the obvious answer is the right answer, but it is a lot of the time. And that is, you know, experience matters. I mean, if the Warriors are going to face a team that's going to get to the finals for the first time, if the Warriors get there themselves,
won't be Cleveland.
Yeah, they're going to be playing Toronto or Milwaukee or Philly or Boston. And no matter what team that is, they're going to be basically making their first appearance. Now, Toronto, of course, has Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, who have rings, and Boston's got Kyrie Irving. But for the most part, those rosters haven't been deep into the playoffs and into the NBA Finals. So the question is,
will they be overwhelmed?
Right. And I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. Sometimes guys embrace the moment, and the Toronto Raptors may play the series of their lives to beat the Golden State Warriors. Other times, by the time they realize how high the stakes are and how bright the lights are, I mean, you're down 2-0 and it's kind of case closed already.
Yeah, real quick. That's why I hated playing the Cavs consecutively, because I felt like the Warriors never got that advantage because LeBron had been there and they were never overwhelmed. You know, it was old hat. But this time, it will be a newbie. And for my two cents, not to go off the tracks here, I don't like the Sixers as a matchup to the Warriors.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like they got a lot of things they can do that other teams can't.
See, I don't think the Sixers can score enough to beat the Warriors in seven games. I think Milwaukee's a year away.
And they're injured now, Steiny.
I think the Celtics, I always thought they were going to –
I'm starting
to think this is actually who they are, and they're not going to be able to make a run all the way to the finals. The team that I think's got the best chance against the Warriors is Toronto.
Toronto.
Because they're deep, and they've got a couple players with some serious pedigree, not just Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, but also, you know, Marc Gasol. Kyle Lowry's been to the playoffs a lot.
He's been out lately, too, they've been playing.
Let's go to Sergio and Hayward. Hey, Serge.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I agree with the last caller. I think Iguodala is the favorite guy. Just coming off, you know, the role that he took in that first year, just, you know, always showing up when he needed to in those big, big moments. I think he's the most favorite one. And got to give a shout-out to the best sports bar, best food sports bar restaurant is Chaplin's in the U. And what's up, Guru?
All right. Okay. Yeah, Stoney's been there.
Yeah, that's why I went,
No, there was the time you said you asked around the bar, right. Did they know me and nobody claimed me, and you were happy to make me feel lesser.
I don't know if you remember this. I didn't bring it up. Your boy Dan Dibley brought it up. Well, I would have never done that.
Shout out to Dibs in Vegas.
I'm not a big
All right,
hurt your feelings, guy.
Well, they weren't hurt, and well, maybe we can go.
Well, they
should have
been
soon.
They should have been because nobody.
My town loves me. Yeah,
did they? Chaplains in
Hayward.
Oh, it's in the youth.
Stop.
Oh, sorry about that. Let's go to Eric in Vallejo. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, you guys? How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I'd say my favorite Warrior, and because he's probably the most inspiring Warrior coming back from his horrific knee injury, would be Sean Livingston. Shotgun Sean.
Wow.
Nice. You know, the thing about Livingston.
We take him for granted.
Yeah. I wonder if this is going to be his last year. He's under contract next year for like $7 million, but the Warriors can buy him out for three. So I wonder if this may be Sean Livingston's last season.
His replacement's not on the roster as of yet. How about that? I thought it was Quinn Cook. I love Quinn Cook defensively. Sean is Sean can get after it.
Well, the other thing is I forgot about Iguodala, that he willingly went to the bench for Harrison Barnes. And
that's a teammate, man.
Yeah, that was a big moment for the Warriors because kind of played into that whole sacrifice and teamwork kind of thing. And then let's not forget he was the MVP of the finals. Let's go to Danny and Marin.
What's up, Danny and Guru? How can you forget about JaVale McGee? After he went to the Lakers, it was hard for a lot of us fans to root for him and the Lakers because he wasn't doing LeBron. But, you know, it was still nice seeing him out there and get some lobs. So, you know, it was every time he got a lob here from Curry or anyone and at Golden State, the crowd went wild. Hey, you guys have a good day.
There it is. I forgot about JaVale McGee.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, we're just batting around, having some fun here. Your favorite Warriors over this last run, you know, not including the popular guys, Curry, Durant, Clay, Draymond. I'm picking Bogut. I mean, I think the 73-9 year, he was absolutely amazing during the regular season. I think they ended up losing that year, not so much because of what Draymond did, but because Bogut got hurt. That's one of the things that, man, that just gets swept under the rug. And I really don't understand why. It wasn't just that Draymond got suspended in one game. It was that the Warriors also lost Andrew Bogut.
Wow.
So
never forget it.
You know, I'm always a little skeptical when people blame one thing, when you know, Bogut doesn't get hurt, might be a different story.
Speaking of Bogut, I got a prediction, Stoddy. Via Twitter or Instagram today, we will see a picture, Tim Jordan, of Bogut, Harrison Barnes, Steph, Clay, and the rest of the gang, Iggy, at dinner at Aisha's restaurant. How about that for a reunion? That'll happen tonight.
Well, you also said Curry would score 43.
Yeah, 37. I was six away.
Yeah, 36.
No, seven away.
And so you were wrong.
I feel like I was right. It was a big game.
There were two.
I was hoping
things.
I had a couple, three.
I actually written them down, but
he
got sick, and I was like, oh, man,
yeah,
I can't give him grief.
I got you.
Steven in Santa Rosa. What's up, Steven?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, Steven.
Throw it back to yes,
real
sir.
Quick. Can I ask you a question first?
Of course.
If Guru says I'm predicting Steph Curry scores 43,
okay,
and Steph Curry scores 36, is he right or wrong?
I'm sorry, Guru. He's wrong, my friend.
Wow.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay, Steve. Go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
I'm going to throw back to the first championship run with big old number 10, David Lee. He was a pro's pro when when he got hurt and Draymond took over his role on the team. And it was just awesome seeing him celebrate with Steph and everyone after the first championship. I'm going to shout out David Lee.
Cool. That's a good one. He's kind of forgotten around here a little bit. And he was the first guy who came. You know, in a way, he and Curry have a lot in common because Curry was drafted. You heard Steve Kerr last night talking about Bogut being like the first step. And then he said, well, you know, obviously Steph was the first step when he got drafted back in 2009. And you know, Bogut came later. But remember, David Lee was the first.
He was an all-star, too, Steiny. You're right.
First guy to come to Golden State, or, you know, one of the only guys to come to Golden State as a free agent, even though it ended up being a sign-and-trade. But David Lee essentially came to the Warriors as a free agent. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, and HD1, San Francisco Radio.com sports station. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. What's going on, Leroy?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? Hey, Guru. Glad to have you back. My favorite Warrior was the ultimate cheerleader, which was Ken Bazemore. You talking about joy? Man, he would have that bench jumping, man. He was joy. You know, they talk about the Warriors and not playing with joy. Man, he kept that bench jumping. It was fun just me watching the bench when he was over there. But I digress. I just want to say, you know, I'm still worried about the Warriors' first quarter slow starts, and particularly Klay Thompson and Curry's slow starts. And, you know, I'm looking at, you know, when the playoffs start, right, and you look at some of the best defensive guards in the league. Denver has one. Oklahoma City has one in Russell Westbrook. You know, Danny Green over in Toronto. I mean, these guys, these guards can get after it. And when the playoffs come, I mean, they're going to be hounding Curry, and they're going to be hounding, you know, Klay Thompson. So, you know, I'm worried about how slow, you know, Curry and Thompson are getting off in these first quarters, and that can't continue going forward in the playoffs.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. You know, the end of another long season, maybe that has something to do with it. You get by the regular season, you get rejuvenated come the postseason. Obviously, that's what the Warriors are hoping for, and maybe they're starting to do that already.
Yeah, the baseball has the dog days of August, and I feel like, you know, that's what we see, fatigue, which I do understand from the Warriors, and when it's go time, they'll be rejuvenated.
Did you see Tom Izzo in the tournament yesterday? What's the word you would use to describe what he was doing to Aaron Henry, his freshman player?
Bullying. That's out of the Bob Knight playbook. I didn't appreciate it.
I guess what I'm wondering is, I mean, is that okay these days still?
I don't think it is. But Izzo feels like he didn't do anything wrong.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, I've been trying to kind of process it.
Yeah.
I mean,
for it to get your attention, though,
it's, you know what, to me, it's one of those things, just because you can doesn't mean you do it. You know, Bobby Knight is Bobby Knight. Tom Izzo is Tom Izzo. But in this day and age, I just wouldn't go about coaching like that. I just wouldn't. There's an entitlement there that he can just do whatever he wants, and everybody's going to come to his defense.
Let's put the right on the table. Michigan State and Izzo were in a little hot water a few years back. You know, he got past that, but when you see him do this, it's like, man, you've really forgotten.
So Draymond Green, who played for Tom Izzo, weighed in on this, and this is the other side of it. I'm kind of interested where you are exactly. Just an FYI. Actually, let me make sure I say this in order. Okay. Just an FYI, being in those huddles for years, Cassius and Matt, those are the players in the huddle, grabbed Izzo, so he could shut up and move on. After a while, you're just ready for him to drop the play, just giving perspective from someone who's been a part of those huddles. And he goes on to say, and the reason he wouldn't stop, meaning Izzo, is because Aaron Henry kept talking. However, what the world doesn't know is that Iz loves the kid who will challenge him back more than anything. So there's some insight for you all. So young fella, now he's talking about Aaron Henry, keep standing up for yourself and don't back down. And Iz, keep leading the program. We on a mission.
We have the sound. We should hear the sound, Stoney.
We have it right now?
We can throw it to it right now.
Let's do it.
I get a kick out of you guys. Get after somebody because you're trying to hold them accountable. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.